biggest, bigger than a spider bee. Spider bee's a lot of me. I'm what's inside of me, trying to be the biggest. But what's the biggest? Is it bigger? I'm all that I could be, trying to make the biggest bigger.
Welcome to the CJ Sport with Mr. CJ Sport. I couldn't remember what that intro was. I thought, what better night than to what better night than tonight to find out what that is? And now that I played it, I remember at a DJ. I'm pretty took over stuff that he was playing our show. So now I remember. They wouldn't let me play it any other way, and so I heard it, remember what it was. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the day one, episode one, season one of the CJ Report. Make sure that you guys, first of all, check us out on Twitter. You guys can follow us at 110 Nation. Follow me at CJ. You can hit me up on Facebook, Mr. CJ Sports. You can hit up the 110 Nation, 110 Nation Sport. Also, make sure you check out our site, www.110nationsports.com, for all the latest. Just revamp the site. A lot of great things going on over there. Learn how you can get a $25 gift card. Miss any shows, press releases. Learn a little bit about the 110 Nation, and much, much more. Go ahead and check us out. Also, I want to make sure that I thank Fit for Life, the I-95 Sports Network, and Mile High Radio for help making all this possible without these great marketing partners and networks. And continue to grow the way we grow. Got to thank. Thank you, Knight. This was an opportunity for me to sit down here on Saturday or Sunday night. Right now it's Saturday night, but do very well possibly have a seventh and final show of the week. Right now this will be our show of the week. We're in talks of having a seventh show. We're giving them the option if they want Saturday night or Sunday night. So they choose to go on Saturday night, then we'll move this to Sunday. But as of right now, Saturday night, hopefully Saturday night. Sit at the house, got kids, sorting work, so about 3 a.m. It could be an opportunity to accomplish something on Saturday night. So I gave some thought this week since I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about. What topics of the week do I want to sit here and get the next hour sit here talking about? And the only thing that really reached out to me is watching two different groups. Watching the real sports fan, I feel that everybody here at the 110 that has shown the right article are real sports. Yes, we have our specific teams. Me, the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland Jack, the Ohio State Buckeyes, Kyle Busch, Danica Patrick. But we also are a real sports fan. And what I mean by a real sports fan, you've got to be a real sports fan. You've got to be able to take yourself out of being a specific sports team fan or driver fan or athlete fan, whatever the case is, and become a sports fan. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't sit there and try to put my Cavaliers on a pedestal, put my Ohio State Buckeyes on a pedestal. I talk about them same way I would reference any other team. Prime example, Ohio State, yes, kind of a crappy deal that Alabama got into the playoffs and they played no. They were more deserving than Ohio State and even maybe another team. Granted, they went on to win the national title, so it is what it is. But for that even happen, anybody that listens to me on the 110 Nation Sports Show, also know that I said this many times, and I'm a firm believer: if you take care of business, it all works itself out. In other words, Ohio State went after Buck and it's by Iowa, it wouldn't even been a debate or a conversation. And it wouldn't matter that Alabama had a weak schedule. It wouldn't matter if all the top-ranked teams that Ohio State beat, their strength of schedules crap ton better. That Ohio State was top 5, top 10 strength of schedule. You're talking Alabama, well, not even the top 50, if I remember correctly. But it don't matter because Ohio State didn't take it. I don't this pretty picture. Cavaliers look like trash. So let's be honest. Wow, we finally won the game last night. Hey, they look like it is what it is. Cleveland Cavaliers is phenomenal. It was win all those games straight. When it mattered, playoffs, you couldn't even get to the World Series. So I feel that we here at the 110 Nation, and I'm not saying we're the only one, but us all here at the 110 Nation are real sports, where we're able to put our feelings or those specifics aside and give a honest, factual opinion or thoughts or feeling or whatever the case. Then you have the fake sports fans. Lord have mercy. You can't talk to an Alabama fan. You can't talk to an anti-Tom Brady or New England Patriot fan. The list can go on and on. And they don't know what they're talking about. But they're not a sports fan. They're an Alabama fan, or they're a New York Giants fan, or they're a New York Yankees fan, or they're a Golden State. There's a difference. Then you've got the other group of people where you have real sports writers, or I guess I could put real sports journalists, or even radio show hosts, such as ourselves. Once again, we do this bias element here versus the hypocrite right. Those that what's good for one is not good for the other, or we should put him into the Hall of Fame or not. And this week there was a few topics that really struck a nerve, came to more specifically about these two different particular groups of people. When it comes to the sports thing, When you start wearing these blinders and you're an anti-Tom Brady or anti-New England fan or a team of a fan of any other team, when you start reaching when you start stretching, I don't know how many of this means or memes, whatever you call it, that I've seen this. Oh, the referees help. The Patriots are cheap. They are this, they are that. The referees, the NFL, it's better for business, and they try to do this, and you know they try to do that for the NFL, or for Tom Brady. It's, yeah, I'm not a Tom Brady fan, nor am I a newie. I've learned to appreciate what we're seeing. There's certain things you don't get to see in your lifetime, and you know, I reference this all the time to this point. 72 Dolphins, that was before my time. I have yet to see an undefeated. A team go undefeated in the NFL. I wasn't around when the 46 Browns did it. I wasn't around when the 72 Dolphins did it. So, yes, when the Patriots, 2007, 2009, whatever year it was, 18-0 to the Super Bowl, yes, I was born for the Patriots. Not because I like the Patriots, not because I like Tom Brady. Honestly, I don't know if Tom Brady could accomplish what he accomplished if he would have been in any other system. But the idea of being able to see a team run the table and go undefeated, sure. I'm not saying that I paid rooted against the Carolina Panthers or like the Carolina Panthers, but if they would have ran the table, fine. I mean, granted, they had the and it wasn't really that much of a time, as much. But they would have ran the table. Ooh, I would have been able to see something that probably only happened once in my lifetime. Jacksonville had the ball 11 more minutes to the New England Patriots. There's not one football analyst that I've listened to since the Jacksonville Patriots game that said the pass interference call or anything else was that called. The NFL looks out for them. Do they? Did y'all forget he served a 4-game suspension last year for no reason at all? At all. Mr. TJ Sports, did he? I'm not saying he didn't. Was there any proof? At any point, did anybody ever prove that Tom Brady or anybody altered the air pressure in the game ball? No, they didn't. This was all based on speculation and teams that basically got their butt handed to them. Baltimore, Indianapolis Colts in the playoffs, accused the Patriots still. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm saying how was the NFL looking out for Tom Brady when they forced him to serve a 4-game suspension on something they couldn't prove all along word of mouth? How? Robert Kraft, what, $1 million fine? So, they look out for Tom Brady. They look out for Robert Kraft, but Robert Kraft pays a big fine and Tom Brady sits out 4 games, nothing that could ever. But Mr. CJ Sports, like those big fans really are just anti-Brady, anti-Patriot fans. That's the only thing you can hold on to. Let me let you in on a little secret. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots ain't the first team. Ain't the only team. Ain't the last team. Whoever video records on practice. Make it right? No. Is it kind of on the dirty side? Sure. Whatever. I mean, only hold it to be sold dirty because, once again, they're not the first, the only, or the last. So your fake sports fans out there, you want to hold on. And you want to use that to reference why you feel that the New England Patriots are still to deflate the NFL looking out for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And it's amazing because why do these so-called sports fans, why the hell quickly you forget about Sean Payton being suspended for a full season and the fines that the New Orleans Saints picked up for Buggate and listening to the other team's press box or whatever. So you make a big deal about a team recording practices. I mean, it was a little Allen Iverson here. Practices. But we forget about and don't care about an NFL team. Basically spying on the other team during a game. So, the NFL is looking out for Tom Brady and the NFL, or Tom Brady and the Atlanta Falcons just fined $25,000 or something for making fake crowd noise in their PA system to help make it louder in their stadium. Man, it's just. What they're really getting too excited about over the last 10 years. So up and down, that makes no sense. I'm going to try to take a shot at the Atlanta Falcons. I'm taking more shot at the fact that their team earned a game. Yet how quickly that was kind of swept underneath the rug and the smoke was back on the New England Patriots. That spied on a practice. And nobody could prove that they did anything. Firm believer. And once you hit a certain stature, I guess the word I'm looking for, a certain you've accomplished a certain amount. Calls. Sure, it may go your way. These same fans that get so upset, Brady rule and everything else, a lot of them are the same fans that think Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. And I'm not going to use this. I think it's the cheapest argument to have because the rules have changed, the game has changed. I can tell you that one of the most played highlights of Michael Jordan is me watching Michael Jordan take it, I believe it was right in one of his hands, and push Greg Hilo completely out of the way to hit that game-winning shot over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, if that is not a foul, then I don't know what is, but when you watch a player as Greg Hilo comes into the view and is trying to make the shot and Jordan just stops, takes his arm and just shoves him, helps him along his way before he hits the game-winning shot, and if that's not a foul, then once you accomplish a certain amount, once you your name gets to be so big, it don't go you. They just do. All week I've had to hear about the referee celebrates. It's celebrating and stuff with him. Yeah, he was cutting up with him. Whoop-de-doo. So, are the referees not allowed to talk to anybody? The referees not allowed to smile, cut up? I mean, do none of you guys go to work, have fun, put a smile on your face? I cut up with work at work all the time. Great relationship. That's why I can't go to Walmart and get in and out of Walmart in 10, 15 minutes. I will go with 7-year-olds, go with me every time I go to Walmart. Ask if I'm famous because we run into 15, 20 people just for my job. The real sports fans out there, you can kind of just do what you got to do, right? You already know. Some players get a little extra calls going in their favor. Every team cheats. Every team. I guarantee if there were cameras 24/7, 365, running around with these teams, we could find stuff with every in every type of sport. We all know that it don't matter unless it's the New England Patriots. And it don't matter if we can even prove it. That's been proven. The New Orleans Saints, nobody thinks about that. Nobody remembers Peyton being suspended. Nobody thinks about or even remembers the Atlanta Falcons. But Tom Brady, pass his win, and the wind changes direction, and it goes the wrong way, it's a whole scandal. It just is. Hey, sometimes I find it extremely hard to have intelligent sports conversation. I have to really kind of feel conversation and whether or not I'm talking to a real sports fan that is not going to be biased, it's not got the partisanship on the league only looks out for certain teams or certain players or my team or my driver or my player. They could do no wrong. I try to surround myself with actual sports fans, and I try to steer any debate conversation from those that are. It's a pointless conversation. It just is. LeBron James. I think the two most hated people in the NFL, or in the sports world right now, LeBron James and Tom Brady. I'm not, to this point, still quite sure what LeBron James has done to acquire this much hate. Other than maybe, other than handling his decision and deciding he's going to take his talent to South Beach, yeah, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. You don't wait until the last day during free agency when you know your team has no draft picks in the next year's draft. And a free agency offseason that had quite a big names in it, and you wait till they're all gone to announce you're not coming back. Yeah, that was a cool. I don't blame LeBron James for leaving. Dan Gilbert in that front office was sure not putting anybody around him, not like they're doing now. Like, I don't blame Kevin Durant for leaving. Yes, he don't handle himself well now, and he's let the stardom go to his head, and once was a humble player, now is just a dick at this point. And just kind of a dick like the rest of the players on the team. Whereas Boston by side was the most liked team. Everybody wanted to see them win. Now, if these players walk around like their crap don't stink, they're just dick. Like, people just don't even like the Golden State Warriors. Unless you're a diehard Golden State, you know, nobody wants to see the Golden State Warriors do anything. They just don't. Nobody wants to see. Once upon a time, Kevin Durant said his mom was a real MVP. That's Kevin Durant long gone now. Now he's taking fights, getting ejected, and everything else. Like, okay. Tom Brady, LeBron James is accomplishing that no other player. The youngest player to 30,000 points. 7 straight NBA finals, probably going. And you got those fans out there, LeBron James, every call. You got players out there that will openly admit, you know, you play against him, you think he does get every call. You play with him, you realize that he hardly gets any calls. I'm not thinking he hardly gets any calls. I think there's some calls, but I think just with every play, every team and every game that I watch, just calls it, just let him play. Not getting the whole discussion of Flock. We're going to talk about the whole discussion of Flock. And then the conversation begins with the name James Harden. It begins with the name James, ends with the name Harden. That's it. That's the worst, biggest flopper that has ever played in the NBA. I'm not a big fan of him. Seems like every time he misses a shot, I mean, make the shot, he's complaining that he didn't get a foul call in his direction. I it gets a little bit much, but if you watch any game, you have players that are not good. I think one of the biggest things that turns me off about the NBA is watching players bicker and cry game. You're not going to get every call. It's just not going to happen. The referee's not going to call every last one. They're going to pitch and start making plays mess. Fake sports fan, anti-LeBron James fan. Once again, the referees love LeBron James. He gets away with traveling. He gets away. I'll watch some of these games. Have you ever watched, especially if you're going to say a fan, if you watch how many fouls, how many violations Steph Curry gets away with? You watch that man double dribble. You can watch him carry. You can watch him travel. You watch any given night. You can watch Steph Curry do any of that stuff. It's not always all. It's part of it all. Steph Curry's also building his name up to a point that it gets a little bit more in his favor. It is what it is. The real sports fans, you get it. You understand that we're watching great. That again, the whole debate, but I will say, over the last 15 years, great player to play basketball. We only get maybe one player a generation. One player at a time. You got to think about greatness. Whatever it is. You got LeBron James. Then you got to think, you got to go all the way back to Michael Jordan. Then you got to go all the way back to Magic Johnson, Kareem. I mean, some eras, they got lucky. They had some playing at the same time and age. There's not a anybody able to pinpoint on who's going to be the next great. would have replaced LeBron. There's nobody thinking about that point. There's just nobody just playing at that level. Real sport fans understand that. They appreciate it. They might not even be LeBron James fans, but they can appreciate that they're seeing something that they might not ever see the rest of their life. Depending on how the cards fall right now. There's nobody in the league where you're going to get ready to be in the league. Well, you didn't even put in the same conversation as LeBron James, Mark McCoy. Don't tell us. Thanks for a hit. Lord have mercy. It was where I'm down. LeBron James is more like somewhere in that ballpark. And he has no business being in the same conversation with. And if it wasn't for the NFL or the NBA reps, and if it wouldn't be for the dramatic writers. The other group of people that I'm not going to accuse Roger Maris of taking anything or cheating. But I am going to say that for all those writers that continuously decide not to vote Barry Bonds, and for all those writers that find in their I guess pretension to write articles to continue to bash Barry Bonds. Once again, I'm not a Barry Bonds fan, not a Giants fan, Pirates fan. I'm not one of those fans out there that gave my team's the Cleveland Browns, but if they're not doing good on Tuesday, I'll wear a Oakland Raiders jersey because I'm an Oakland Raider fan as well. On Wednesday, I'll wear a Miami Dolphin jersey because if Oakland and Cleveland's not doing good, I also like the Miami Dolphins, and I got it. No, I have nothing but Cleveland Browns stuff. I have nothing but Cleveland Cavaliers stuff. There's only one team in each. And if you have more than one team that you call your team, then if you didn't realize this, you fall into Facebook. You can be a sports fan and be a fan of the sport. You can have respect for a team or a player, but you can't call yourself a fan of multiple teams. I'm not saying you're a fake sports fan, but you're not a fan of any particular team. You're just a bandwagon. That's really all you are. Entire history of the sport. You're going to try to convince. I'm looking at home run leaders, referencing all the way back to 1871. You're going to tell me that there has only been one person able to hit 61 home runs or more in the entire history of the sport until Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds came along and had to be on something. That's what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that there's been one man in the history of the sport do it all natural. And nobody else could do it without taking something. Now we know Barry. We know Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. But, yes. once again, we're on the whole speculation thing. We're on the whole, there's no doubt that Barry Bonds did steroids. So therefore, he should not be in the Hall of Fame. Before I get directly into the Barry Bonds and the hypocrisy of writers, if that wasn't enough right there. I'm a little bit different than most of the other writers in sports. I don't care if they openly admit it to it. I don't care if they've got a drug test. I'm PED. If their numbers say they're good enough to be in the Hall of Fame, they're good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. Because that list is not the same in 2018 as it was back in 1871. Back in 1871, there was no such list. So as that list has changed, that means players in different time frames was able to take things to help their performance cannot or will not be able to take. So for all those writers out there that think they ruined the game, they cheated the game and everything else, what are you gonna say about all those athletes that use same supplements or a variation of or had the same molecules that would make them come up positive in 2018? Consciously, can you say that there is no doubt in my mind that no player since 1871 that is in the Hall of Fame never did anything that's on the list right now? Okay. So therefore, I don't have an issue. I don't. It doesn't help eye back coordination. It doesn't make you more accurate of a hitter. Makes you recover quicker. Helps you get stronger. Can't just do it by sitting around the house. You got to go to the gym. So, I mean, to me, the definition of PED, the breakdown of PED, is physical enhancing drugs or performance enhancing drugs. I'm sorry, but anything that helps you perform better is a performance-enhancing drug, creatine, testosterone, protein, I mean, anything you get off the shelf at Walmart, I mean, to me, that helps your performance. It enhances it. So, I mean, by the term of performance-enhancing drug, that really opens a bright understanding. So, you know, it's just saying. It's back to the hypocrisy of the writers. So, You're not willing still to this point to allow Barry Bonds to the Hall of Fame because Roger Maris was the only player in the history of the sport to hit 61 home runs without taking anything. Anybody else that has accomplished that number or greater, their number should be thrown out. I mean, I've been carrying this banner about this. Like I said, I'm not trying to accuse Roger Maris of anything. I don't know what products he took, what supplements he took. What I am saying is you cannot convince me. You can either talk to your blue in the face. You can lay a check in front of me for $1 million and saying, if you believe it, you can have this check. At any point ever, 1871 to 2018, that's 100 some odd years. And you're going to tell me that there was only one player able to do it natural. That doesn't sound a little off with you? Am I the only one with this banner that it just doesn't add up? I'm not trying to accuse me. It just doesn't add up. You know, you're going to tell me that this man hit 61 home runs. And until players that are on steroids come along, nobody else really comes close to touching him. Never mind the fact that we're still at a point that Barry Bonds has never been proven. I know we're got the pair of apples and oranges here, but once again, the whole Tom Brady situation, 4-game suspension, you couldn't prove nothing. We're going to suspend you anyway. Barry Bonds, we can't prove that you ever done any performance-enhancing drugs or roids, but we're going to speculate. So we're going to keep you out of the Hall of Fame. Now, for you listening, don't get your opinions all wadded up. But I don't believe he did anything. I mean, the man blew up. I'm not all of it. And what's even crazier to me about this, these writers, I mean, that's not the biggest hypocrisy about Barry Bonds not getting into the Hall of Fame, man. You can call it what you want, but I'm sorry, but you can't say Roger Maris is in and Barry Bonds is out and still be able to sleep at night thinking that one player in the history of the sport was able to accomplish that and did it naturally. I'm sorry, you just can't. But we also looked at Barry Bonds' stats. Up until the 2000 season, his numbers compared to players, Ken Griffey, his numbers are very comparable with his days. And I understand that, like I said, I'm not going to say he's in it. It's just like I'm not going to say Tom Brady is in it. I can say until you prove anything, then you can't punish these players. You can't keep them out of the Hall of Fame. You just can't. I mean, I see what Barry Bonds looked like when he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I see what he looked like for the San Francisco Giants, like twice his size. Okay. A couple years ago, I weighed 250. A few years before that, I weighed 225. Right now, it's at 300. I mean, it is what it is. But if you compare his numbers up to 2000, he compares with very big names that are in the Hall of Fame. And then what also drives the hypocrisy with this. When you listen to these writers, read these articles, and make it like seem like Barry Bonds from that moment forward, 2001, when he hit 73 home runs, that all of a sudden his numbers went through the roof. I mean, y'all do realize in the five out of six following seasons, and I'm not counting the one because he played, I think he was injured that year, he only played 14 games. So the other five seasons after that, y'all do realize he had hit the same amount of home runs that pretty much hit any other year, 46, 45, 45, 26, 28. Very comparable with before that, 49, 34, 37, 40, 30, 42, 33, 37, 46. Those are the seasons right before the 73 home run. When you listen to these people talk about he cheated the game, he ruins his numbers, this, that, and the other. I kind of sit back and chuckle because I have the stats in front of me, and it's like, so one season his numbers spiked. He went from 49 home runs to 73, but then went right back down to 46. Never got over 45 after that point, and hell, half the seasons, and then six seasons, only half of them, he didn't even crack into the 30s. But he diluted his numbers. There needs to be an asterisk. Unable to prove anything. outside of one season that his home runs spiked up, every other season lined up with the exact, not as missed a beat, same average amount of numbers. Even if you decide, you know what, let's base it on what his stats were leading up to that 2001. Very comparable with Pittsburgh players that are in the Hall of Fame. These riders are going to once again snuff Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame. But have no issues sleeping good at night. You know, when you have a player like Roger Maris, it's something that no other player ever could do natural, according to them, is in the Hall of Fame. Bottom line, even if you go back to 87 through to 2000 and use those stats before, and I'm doing air quotes again, but you use the stats before he did Roy, pair those with others, all of them. That should be. And we're not going to be hypocritical about it. If we're going to have someone like Roger Maris in the Hall of Fame because he hit 61 or more home runs, nobody's ever tested, proven that he did anything. Never failed a drug test. Have no problem with him being in there, but you have a problem with Barry Bonds being in there. And nobody could ever prove anything. Came up hot on any test. Kind of a vote today, Barry Bonds. Maybe other than this fight, I want to see all the numbers. Just all very average. Riders, you need to stop being good. If you can't put one person in the Hall of Fame and hold that person on a pedestal because you can't prove he ever did anything other than do something that, according to you, no other player from 1817 or 1871, whatever it was, through 2018, you're trying to convince me that only one person in the history of this world can do it. Stop being hypocritical about it. Let the numbers, other than the one season of spike in, I mean, RBIs really weren't that big of an increase. So, the only other things that really stick out, you know, 60 more walks, but started walking them, or a pitcher started walking them. Outside of that, I mean, nothing else really has taken, you know, a spike. I mean, had more strikeouts, probably the second most strikeouts he'd ever had in the season. Percentage of that, but Bryce, you can't sleep good at night putting one in and not the other. Bitterness, feelings behind, but he helped ruin the sport. Off behind. Turn over a new leaf. Let's see what he's accomplished before you felt dead. Let's look at the things that is accomplished. The number that is going to be. Well, I think the factor in. I I would like to see before we get to 20. I would like to see Barry Bonds. What he accomplished over the many years. What he accomplished in this. Those numbers speak very high up. Very important. The hypocrisy kills me. The fake sports fans kill me. Listening to the whole LeBron James. The whole we're not going to let Barry Bonds into the Hall of Fame because people know we can't prove anything. And odds are Roger Maris set the record. Odds are he did something, but we didn't test for it, nor are we going to look at it. So we're not going to draw this whole investigation up that it is going to have a lot of causes and effects for the guy, for the crying out. Just let the anti-Tom Brady England teach. Once again, they're not the only team out there. I am not going to accuse them of anything other than the Spygate allegations that were true. That we know they're not the only team to have done, are the one or will do. Got it figured out. Just I want to thank those that copy of CK report, CK Sports. I really enjoyed sitting here for this last hour. Just looking forward to next week. Looking forward to what's going to really kind of sit on my mind to sit here and talk about. Don't forget, you can check me out on Twitter at CJSports1. Follow the one. You can check that out on Facebook, my personal fan page, also, check out our freshly revamped, redone, re-themed, whatever you want to throw in there, website, www.theonefanation.com. Probably the latest one on here, the one that's got a lot going on. And very thankful for the long list of guests we have coming in. Next week, we'll be posting that on the site. A lot of things just going on there. Make sure you guys check it out. I got to make sure that I thank Fit for Life, the I-95 Sports Network, and my iRadio. These marketing partners really help make it all possible. So I want to make sure that I thank. Look forward to next Saturday, possibly Sunday night, right here, 8 o'clock. Jump into a couple of the topics that have kept my heart rate flowing a little bit more than it should be. When I got to open up page after page, no matter where I go, got Tom Brady, New England Patriot, or even Barry Bonds, it gets to be very old. Don't forget, Monday through Wednesday, the 110 Nation Sports Show, 8:15 p.m. Standard time. Thursday night, Race Live Chat with Chris Hillacross and Flag Crane and Craig Moore. We'll be making their way. In the studio, into the studio at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Got a hot ass set 8 o'clock on Friday. Make sure you guys check all those out. Check out the site, www.1cnation.com. Put that out there. Next week, be back right at it. Looking forward to it. You guys have a great night.